My name is Laitan. Today on the show, we have a very special person. If you've gone to parties before in Birmingham or West Midlands everywhere, even maybe London self, because I've seen some things that you showed me in London, and I'm sure everywhere in the UK, you will know this person. So he's going to make us laugh. So he's going to make us laugh. So in the most fun way that you can, hype yourself.
Good day, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. My name is Apollo Akambio, not to the CEO, WBE, Noble Hell.
Oh, gosh.
Kambio.
Hey, that's long.
And I'm a stand-up comedian, event host, MC, and a spontaneous hype man. Yeah. So, I've been in the game for like 7 years plus now.
Wow.
We've been thriving, all thanks to God. Mm. And clients, people referring.
Yes.
Bottom man abroad. It's been an awesome journey for me.
I can't even say everything you said. I just remember the Poluwa because I know that name. Oh, that's very, very nice.
Yeah.
So you've been in the UK for how long now?
So now, I came into the UK 2022 October 2022.
Only 2022.
Yeah, sure. I've been
no
in the UK
way.
October 2022, and that's 3 years plus.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. That's 3 years.
Seems like you've been here for 10 years because you've really done well for it. You're quite popular, you know.
So that's what people do tell me.
Yeah.
The first question they will ask me, since when have you been in the UK? If I tell them I just came 20 days.
It's not possible.
You've been getting ground.
Yeah.
Here and there.
So you're quite popular.
Man, it is all God.
You have not done anything. You're about to become more popular. Because people I've seen this guy before.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. So I'm really glad. So on this show, what we do is we invite people over.
Okay.
We see what their stories are like, their background stories, what they do, their side gigs. Okay. And we like to find out what their social superpower is.
Wow. Kids also back then, Willy kind of skits, up your phone, say, okay, what, those kind of things.
Yes.
Now. So now eventually, I noticed that I need to evolve.
Mm.
The more I grew, yes. I tend to learn new things. I tend
more
to be more exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So now I wasn't hosting before. I wasn't an hype man before.
Mm.
It's just all about stand-up comedy.
Just doing that.
The first time they called my name on stage, Cowbell. People call him Cowbell. People didn't clap then.
Oh.
Yeah, because now they don't know this
they
guy.
They don't know you now.
Though I did perform well the first time.
There's always a first.
Yeah, people didn't clap. Second time, I didn't do well because I feel that the way I was talking to people, there is difference between performing on stage and talking to people for them to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You get that kind of punchline I have on stage
is
not there, and my delivery on stage was whack. I can be talking to you.
See insights.
I can be talking to you and people laugh. Yes, but
I've been laughing. My face is even pink.
Yeah, so that kind of thing. So now, people tend to laugh if I talk. But now, performing on stage.
It's different too.
It's not different than talking to
people.
There
are some difficult audiences.
So now, I now needed to learn. My colleagues. All thanks to Pelexi. Pelexi, if you are watching this.
Big up, Pelexi.
Thumbs up to you. Anywhere you are, God bless you, bro.
Hey, wow.
So now, Pelexi was now teaching me some things. Punchline, words, and different deliveries. How to deliver a joke.
Mm.
Punchline is that end part whereby people are not expecting.
Yes, you just drop that thing.
You just drop that.
Drop
So I tend to learn.
Wow.
He took me out to some of his events.
Hmm. I didn't know that there was some schooling that even happens that as well.
Yeah, sure there is.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Pelexi taught me how to read comedy books.
Hmm.
People that has written books, comedians that has written books.
So you can even you can understand it and you can understand comedy and then understand how to form your own style.
Yeah, sure.
That's good.
You can understand it. Comedy is all about creativity, spontaneity, probably your like personal story.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of thing.
Yes.
So now, majorly, cowbell started way back, right from when I was in Command Children's School, Oshodi. That was nozzle one. But now,
what year would you say that was? I'm about to drop my own punchline.
2000, 2001.
So, Oli Cowbell, making people laugh since 2001. Let's end the show.
okay.
I try.
So now, most times, it has all been okay. Just try to evolve. The more the world grows,
and you have to grow with them. You can't just stay.
Grow with life.
Yeah.
So now, I wasn't an hype man before.
How did you add that on it?
Okay, I just started hyping fully when I entered the UK.
Okay.
Because I noticed one thing about the UK entertainment market. Clubbing every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's constant. But now for you to see comedy shows, probably during summer.
That's when you can see something.
During summer.
Yes.
That's when all these comedians from like Nigeria
will come
here for their tour.
Yeah.
That's when. So now, I know that.
There's markets now.
There's market in nightlife.
Yes.
So, eventually, I'm like, shout out to Birmingham City University.
set,
22 September set.
What happened then?
So now, on the group chat, people are like, Willie Cowbell. You know, I said, okay. So now, I like, one thing about me, if like I meet you as an African anywhere, be it at work, at the coach station, on the TV, if I see you, mama, please, I will just introduce myself.
Wow.
That is one thing that has helped me gain contact.
That's good.
And like, that has helped me gain publicity.
I remember when I called you for an event that did not happen last year, you still reached out to say, so how did it go?
So,
what happened? And you even reached out after that again to say, so is this still going to happen? Are you still going to have anything? And that was strange.
That is one thing that bothered me though.
Because that was very nice. I appreciated that.
Because I just needed to like follow up. Apart from
you did.
Collecting money, there's this kind of creating a relationship with your client.
And that's why you were on my radar. You continue to be on my radar.
So for
the last 1 year, I've been trying my hands with this project. I'm like, I'm going to do this. But when I eventually decided to do, you're in my top 10.
Majorly, I'm just that kind of,
even
till now, virtually all my clients back home, like Nigeria, we still talk. Whenever they like celebrate wedding anniversary,
you're still in touch with them.
We still get in touch. Yeah, whenever they like give birth, hey, congratulations, and you know, all those kind of things.
That's amazing.
Even in the UK also, I tend to reach out to my client also.
So you've been here for 2 years,
two years,
quite known. Because I don't feel like there is any. I mean, like that guy came in not too long ago now.
Yeah.
And was like, I know this face. He saw you last December at an event, and you were the one that hosted that event.
Yeah.
I want to play that event.
Okay.
Can I just play that so that we can see what I'm talking about? Because
it
was actually it was this one.
I guess it was this one. Yeah,
this is recently.
Yeah,
let's watch
this
one. I hope you guys can hear the hype in the background. It's hilarious. And I know they this party, but they feel like I'm just going to mute it there. But it was when you posted this, the day you posted it on WhatsApp, I quickly liked it.
Everything
you posted on WhatsApp, I always like, because you know, there are sometimes you go to WhatsApp updates and then you're just going like, who is interesting, I beg.
Okay.
So every time I see you, I'm like, okay, so okay. Because I know it would be nice.
This thing you just told me, apart from you.
Yes.
Like now.
Do people say that to you a lot?
People say that.
Yeah, it's always fun.
If I post about my own event, I put some kind of funny captions.
Yes.
Even whenever I stop posting.
Yes.
People do like reach out to me. Are you okay? Are you fine? Like, now, there are times that like I didn't post for like 2 weeks. People called, reached out to me. They're like,
we are stressing us. Why are you not posting?
Why are you not posting?
I look up to you.
So like, there was a time somebody reached out to me. I can't even show you the chat. But she said, okay, now, I went for a particular event in like London.
Yeah.
I was posting.
Is it that one? The
another one.
Not that one. Okay.
There was one also like Dagenham, London. Oh. When I posted about that, I was in that event. I was playing different games, different couple games, and like engaging all the audience, like mm-hmm. cracking some jokes, mm-hmm. and like eventually, I just posted two to three videos on my status. And like somebody reached out to me, Campbell, please, I don't want this to end.
Oh,
I've been depressed since yesterday.
Oh no.
So
that was something good for the person to watch. Yeah, yeah. So I hope that shows you that you're touching lives.
But
laughter is from the medicine.
From that moment, I now noticed that okay, what can make the person that was depressed is like yesterday, without laughter,
yes.
like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
For this person to have reached out. Mm. That means really,
yeah,
in my own little way,
yeah,
I am touching that person's
100%.
So now,
100%
over time, people do like ask me, Campbell, you've not posted, what is happening?
I told you now that once I see your update, I have to like it. So it was so easy for me to like put you on my radar. I'm like, yeah, this guy, because I love watching.
So, like, most times I post memes.
You do.
Memes, like, okay, funny things.
No, this is all I watch. Once I see any events, that's what I'm watching. Once you post anything from TikTok, I'm like, is your events I want to see, because they're always very, very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's good. So you've been doing that since you've been in the UK, 100%. Did you come to the UK under educational route?
Yeah, sure. I came in to do my master's. Yeah.
Okay, and that's 2022?
Yeah, sure, 2022.
Okay.
So now, not that I like started officially in the UK. I've been doing that back home in Nigeria.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. My first event, I like hosted that, I guess 2018 thereabout. That was sent forth service of like a particular set. Then
In school.
Okay. I guess in the fellowship, yeah.
Was that when you knew that you could really do this?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, sure. That was when I knew that, okay. And like people like commented, well,
yes.
They didn't pay, they just paid with Semo and
and F4 Euro.
I like F4. I hate it, you know. We like drinks, you know. Based on my first job, like,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I said, wow.
So now, was it the way or was that the food that the
party? I shall eat, like, you know, now as a student back then, you just have to sustain yourself. That I'm thank you for today, God. Another day, another week. We go again tomorrow. So that kind of thing. So I have done some kind of events whereby puff too. Puff puff and Zobo. I can never forget a particular event I went to do in Ikorodu, Lagos.
Oh my God, this my God.
That place was like praise nights. I won't mention the name of the church, but like, they like prepared, after the whole thing, they like prepared puff puff and tea. But the team was 2-1-3, you know. But like, I have no choice because that is my only hope of like surviving, you know. I just keep pushing myself. The like early days of my career has been a moment of me learning, and like getting new ideas, or like
yes,
I like wanting
growing and growing,
evolving.
What's like the biggest one that you've done so far since you've been in the UK?
Biggest one was Raftex.
Oh, that like one, Kendo. Yes, yeah. Yes. Should I play that one as well?
Yeah, okay, let me
play that one. But that was really nice. I like that you sent that to me.
That was like,
that was very nice. I'm not gonna play
this. This was the biggest one,
and this was in London last year.
London, Hotsu. Yeah, so now I like hosted
this one with this lady.
With Meg.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Her name is Meg. And like, we like did well. the like sync was there.
Oh.
Irrespective of like anything, we just delivered.
Nice.
So now, I'm this kind of guy that like tends to joke while like talking. Okay. That part of humor parts.
I like the punchline. I think she's paying me already.
So now she's there to just talk, you know. Yeah. We still vibed well.
Yeah.
Both of us still vibed well, like.
So she was talking, you were dropping the jokes.
So like, you know, once in a while, I tend to be spontaneous.
Yeah, you are.
I tend to be spontaneous, irrespective of like anything.
You are.
So now,
I can just see, anywhere.
So like, anyway, I just tend to be spontaneous. Like, okay, do this. But like she talks, I like, one thing about talking is, we are not motivational speakers. Mm. We are not orators.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to make sure you're like, audience feel comfortable.
100%.
Audience feel, you know.
It's not boring.
It's not boring. This is not speech.
Yes.
You are there to like make them feel comfortable and and raw, you know.
Yeah.
So now, I have learned that like the first 3 to 5 minutes of your time, make them know that, okay.
Yes. Let them want to listen to you.
So people will be pressing their phone.
But when they hear you.
When they hear that, okay, well, it seems this guy is phony.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some people are just pressing their phone from the band. Probably people at the front are now echoing their laughter.
Then they're like, people from the back
are like, what is happening? You know that kind of thing. They'll surely drop their phone and like lit steam. So now it is very bad if like you're just talking as an MC. Mm. And like people don't feel your vibe.
And it's not funny.
And like it's not funny.
Yeah, makes it boring.
Yeah, yeah,
I can imagine going to maybe someone's birthday party.
And someone's birthday
and
party.
And it's just an MC. It's not an MC comedian.
So now that can
slash
so
hype man.
Most times when I charge people, I don't charge them because I'm an MC. I charge people because I am bringing 3 services in.
When you say you charge people, are you saying that you're expensive?
I'm not saying I am expensive.
When we say charge in Nigeria, I mean
So now this is it like depends on like whatever price I like tell you.
Because you're like 3-in-1. Like so MC, now, comedian, hype man.
So now this is man. This is yeah. Most people feel this thing is just to talk now. It's just to carry mic and talk now. If I carry mic and talk, you're like audience will be sleeping. They won't feel the event.
It will be boring.
It will be boring. If I crack joke, engage your audience and hype.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible for like the couple and their bridesmaid or like groomsmen should like come. I should say, okay, groomsmen, call me. Without the energy.
Yes, it's true.
You get that kind of thing. So like, I just need to hype them up. So now.
And I think you did very, very well.
Yeah, sure.
That I was watching, you know, that one with the 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've watched it. It was so like, in here.
So like majorly.
That hype now. Huh?
I'm just that kind of guy that like does things differently. Not saying I am the best. I'm not the best.
But you know you're good.
But like, I'm one of the best.
Okay, so talking about knowing your self-worth and knowing what you do you feel like you have any celebrity that you've learned from or someone that is like a role model or maybe generally your favorite celebrity, Sha?
Okay.
Who would you say it is that?
Okay. Based on comedy.
Don't say Basket Mouth.
No.
Basket Mouth, but...
So now, one thing about me is when I watch videos, I don't watch... Most times I don't listen to what people say. I tend to listen at their positioning, their like dramatic expression. So now I tend to pick based on my own personality. I tend to pick from this person. So now the first person I'll pick is a stand-up comedian.
Who is it?
It's called Max Amani.
I don't know who that is.
You can search that or like he's very good and like. Very spontaneous.
Which country is he from?
He's, I guess, Iranian American comedian.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
it's possible I've watched it and I don't know.
So now, this guy does tour almost all the countries.
Wow!
Like almost all the countries. Wherever this guy go, like he picks from the audience and like spontaneous with the audience, you know. And like, he's very funny with his dramatic expression.
What he's not saying is what is actually funny. Now,
most times, the speech you say is not funny, but like, that dramatic
expression just, like, yeah.
So now, if I just car joke, so now, there are different kinds of cars you can buy. When your car sound vroom, vroom, okay. That's an automobile. Okay. But like, when you go to Facebook Market,
or Temu.
And you start car, and like your car, it's not the tanyu,
is that you said?
You know that kind of thing.
Okay.
That's a dramatic expression.
Yes.
I like, based on drama.
So is the one for you?
Based on stand-up comedy, I like spontaneity.
Is that guy. So what else is your...
Although my daddy, but like, based on his dramatic expression.
So now, that guy is so funny.
What about Odulade is,
even, I like the guy.
Even when you see him first, here you will laugh.
I know.
You get. So now, putting on those dramatic experience, like, you won't know why I said it by now. You know, those kind of things.
Remember this movie, Sisi Kola?
Sisi Kola.
That was like,
there's a popular movie.
10 years ago or so.
I'm like, Opa? Martina Meji. So like, that kind of.
I see that one every time.
So now, based on
Martina Tutu.
Martina Tutu. Opa?
Yes. The guy is hilarious.
So now,
and he doesn't even try too hard. Sometimes when he's acting like serious roles, I'm like, you know, shake your head. Oh God.
So now,
it's really funny. I like him.
Based on telling storytelling jokes, like storytelling, like now structuring jokes, I'll go with Bovi.
Bovi is deep.
Bovi is
very deep.
Bovi is this kind of guy that is, that like, it tells story as if it has happened. Fine. Most like jokes, we like comedians say, or like talk on stage.
Bovi.
Most of it are like part of the things that like we have passed through. But like, okay. Most of the things are just things we just sit down somewhere, like,
yeah,
create, write it down.
Yeah.
So now, based on jokes, like now, structure of jokes, Bovi. So now,
although Bovi is not someone that would, you know, do like a show and I would normally go for, because I feel like he's like deep. He's a deep guy. Like,
he's a deep guy.
Yeah, he says things like, I don't think I would go for like a comedy show that Bovi, you know, is performing at. I think I would go for like just a show that Bovi is, so not now, like a comedy show, but something I want to enjoy that is not so based now, on comedy. I don't know if you, it's just like this guy, what's his name?
The stalker.
No, this American guy, tall guy.
Trevor Noah.
No.
Sorry, Trevor Noah.
Number one guy.
South Africa, yeah.
This number one guy, tall, dark. He wears utility clothes all the time. What's this guy's name?
I forgot his name.
He had, what's his name?
I have seen him before.
You know the guy I'm talking about, like Netflix specials. You get cancelled and uncancelled. I'm sure I'll remember his name.
I forgot his name actually.
It's very deep. Is not like, you can't listen to him and say it's very funny, but he talks about real life stuff, very deep stuff. I think about Bovi in that line as well. It's not like Bovi is not funny, but so Bovi is deep.
You see that deep part?
What's his name?
Most times, when like Bovi say something about, okay, one thing I love about Bovi is like the way he tells his jokes, whereby he can talk about Russia, he can talk about Americans. He will say some things that will make you go, what is
you want joke? To go and set you up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like he does his research.
Like now, he does his research.
That's exactly what I'm talking about with this guy.
He does his research. What and like, he will talk all those research.
Yes.
Into jokes.
Yes.
You know that kind of. Yes.
He has the vibe of this guy. What is his name? I'll remember his name.
Okay. So now, if like you want to go for comedy shows whereby you want
facts,
you want everything embodied.
Yes,
that's like the stalker.
So that's why you like who?
The stalker comedian. The stalker is.
I don't know who that is.
The stalker is a beast on the mic.
Wow.
The stalker is a beast on the mic.
Now wow.
So now,
I need to do research into comedy very much.
So like, the stalker is. The stalker.
Oh.
The stalker. The stalker week. Within 30 seconds.
You start laughing. Wow.
Based on vibe, based on dramatic expression, based on telling.
And it's possible I know him. Is it this chubby Mexican guy?
No. The stalker is from Nigeria.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
I guess it's.
He's from, Nigerian?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it new?
The stalker has been doing comedy since, but now it started popping online 2019 thereabouts.
Okay.
I don't know.
I might know him.
But like 2019.
So welcome back to Talk and Play. So I've been in the studio with
Campbell.
Yeah, I'm telling you to hype yourself by give me. It's okay with me.
Okay. Hey, yo, ladies and gentlemen, it's one time, two time, it's one time. I go by the name to the COWBEWL Campbell, and we are in Talk and Play. We talk and we play.
And we've been playing.
All work and no play. Mix Campbell in Doughboy.
Okay, so this game we're about to play is called Guess in 60 Seconds.
Okay.
So you're going to see some of my favorite celebrities.
Okay.
Yes, there's no comedian on there.
Ah.
So it's going to go really quickly. Let's see how many you can guess.
Good.
Over 22. Yes. You ready? All right, start.
K-Stam, or like K-Stam. Is it K-Stam?
Yes.
Johnny Bravo. Is that a Queen Elizabeth?
No.
Hey, wait. LeBron James.
Two.
Okay. This Indian man. Messi.
Three.
Beyonce.
No.
Rihanna.
Four, yes.
I don't know this one. Hey, God. Ashake.
Five.
Is that a Bisola? I forgot it. Idris.
Six.
Jet Li.
Seven.
Rita Dominic.
Eight.
Sonu.
Nine.
Ah, man. Buju Banksy.
Ten.
Okay. David.
11. You got 11.
11 over what?
Over 22.
Ah, that was off.
Ready? You can start picking them out one by one and tell us what you can feel without seeing it. We're ready when you're ready.
Man.
There's a gift for you when you finish. If you get everything correctly, there's a gift. Start when you're ready. You can put the box on your lap. On your lap so that you're comfortable.
Okay. Let me do this then.
Yes.
Hey God.
Just start now.
Hey.
So what can you... What's that in your hand?
Which one? This?
Anyone. You're going to guess everything.
Ah.
So what's that? What do you think that is?
Ah.
They are general things. They are very simple items.
I'm coming. Let me confirm something.
Okay, whether you get it correctly or not, I'll still give you the gift.
This.
What's that?
This is something like, I can feel the like, power on and off sign.
Yeah, so what's that?
That's like remote.
It's a remote.
Okay.
No, don't put it back in.
Okay.
Put it out, yes. So okay. What's that in your hand that you're holding?
This thing.
It's spinning, Abby.
Yeah.
So what's it called?
Something used for games.
Yeah, it's a fidget spinner.
Yeah, fidget spinner. Yes. That kind of thing. Yeah,
yes. Okay, put it down.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so what else do you have? What's that called?
Is it for long tennis? No.
What's the shape?
Long tennis, this is like round.
It's round and it's soft.
And it's soft. This is not long tennis ball.
It's a soft ball.
Something just to like straighten your like fingers or like.
Yeah, you can say that.
Just to ease pressure, right?
Yes, it's just a soft ball. It's a stress ball.
Okay, stress ball, yeah, something like that. Stress ball.
So what else can you feel in there? What's that? Have you got kids?
No.
Okay, so let's see if you can get that one. What's that? It's yellow and it's a bird.
It's a bird?
Yes.
It's a bird?
Yes. And it's yellow.
Okay, this place is flat.
Yes.
Yeah, go. Oh, this place is not flat.
And you can put in water in a bath.
Okay.
For children to kind of like.
And that's like something like duckling or like.
Yes, it's a rubber duckling.
Okay, rubber duckling. Hey, God.
You try.
Okay.
What else do you have in your mystery box? You already know what to do with that.
I've forgotten the name of this one.
It's a cube.
Okay, cube. It's just for games. Just
yes, to, Rubik's cube.
I like colors.
Yes,
together
and all. It's a Rubik's cube.
Yeah.
Yes. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. It looks like you're getting everything. Let's see what you can miss. What else is in there? Yes.
Hey.
What's that? What do you think that is?
What's this?
Let me help you. It's an insect.
Insects?
Yes. And it has 8 legs.
8 legs?
Yes.
Does it use its web?
Yes.
Spider?
Yes, I was going to cheat. Yes. I was going to cheat. What's that? Don't break it though.
Eh? Oh. It is oval in shape.
Yes.
Or like spherical like that.
Yes.
Okay. And like, it can break.
Yes, it can break.
This egg now.
Yes, it's an egg. You
this egg. Can I break it now?
Yes, break it now.
Is it boiled?
Well, it's fake. It's a fake.
Okay,
egg.
It's fake. Hey, God.
So what else do you have? What's that one?
What's this?
I won't help you this time.
Is it not the same thing I picked that time? That one has ants here.
So what's that?
This is like spider too.
It's also a spider. It's a baby spider.
Okay, baby
but,
spider.
But that's a real spider.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
This is...
Maja ki piti piti be o, tikpiti piti bamba yon, yon la ma lo fo o.
Tikpiti piti bamba yon. This one is like what's jewelry, that? Right?
It's not jewelry o.
Hey, good. Yeah?
What's that?
I'm coming. It has...
If you think it's jewelry, have you worn it before? Have you worn this kind of jewelry before?
No.
So what do you think it is?
Is it made of diamond?
No. It's metal.
It's metal.
Usually silver. And they use it when
is it for the hands?
It's for the hands.
Not for fashion, eh?
No, not for fashion.
If you are a dude, this is how it comes from.
Yes. Tick-pitty-pitty, but you buy your last one you use to send them back. So what's that?
This is not catapult.
It's not catapult.
This is the elastic.
Yes, the elastic, but it's not catapult. Gosh.
Okay.
These comedians are not going to kill me.
Okay.
It's not catapult. But it's elastic.
Okay.
Women can use it on their hair. Let me help you.
Okay.
To pack their hair.
Band.
You're not even thinking about that.
Band.
Yes, the band. What were you thinking? Goodness. Don't worry, it's the egg that fell. So what's that? That's part of a game.
This is rectangular in shape.
Yes. Yes. You know those games that you arrange together? Somebody will now take
brick game.
Yes, Jenga.
Okay, Jenga.
Jenga.
Yeah.
Because I knew you're going to not get that one. That's why I had to help
is
you.
Is that one? Can I guess this one too?
Yes, that
give
one.
Give my basket now to put all the games. Yes, so can I take this off?
Take it off. Take it off. See, everything was on the screen.
Man.
You didn't want to get the handcuffs. You didn't get the handcuffs quickly. You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
Jerry.
Ah, oh, man. Wow.
So the first one is called Party Escape Plan. So you are ready to leave a party, but the host catches you. What is your exit excuse? So I'm going to act out the host. I'm trying to.
So,
you'll be trying to lie to me that you're not trying to go. You're looking for an excuse so that you just to dodge me. Like, ah, no, I just want to get out. I'll be trying to force you back in.
Okay.
We'll act it out. So, where are you going now, Mr. Cowbell? Where did you go? The party is just starting. Now come back inside.
My friend gave accident for like one place, and I just got the call that like in this story I'm thinking.
Let's go together. I will help you with your friend.
No. My friend is kind of person that is shy.
I'll make sure your friend doesn't even notice I'm around. I just want to support you. Let's go together.
Mama, I don't need support. I don't need support.
I want to support you. I'll take you. Let's go in my own car. I'll take you.
Don't worry, I will trek. Don't worry, I will trek. No matter the distance, I love trekking. I can trek under pressure.
I'll trek with you.
No, oh, don't. I love trekking alone.
Don't worry, I'm one. We need to say you trek. I'm like, okay, I don't want to just
okay.
So this one, would you rather go to a party with strangers or would you rather binge watch a show at home, Netflix and chill?
Okay.
Which one would you rather do?
So now I'm this kind of person that when it comes to I'm just all around. They get special like anything, I'm just all around.
So you go with a stranger, you don't mind?
I don't mind.
Yeah, the first person on this show that said I'll go with a stranger.
So like a head, I can help
you. Yes, okay. So this one is impersonation.
Okay.
So your favorite celebrity, I think the person that you leaned most towards was Bovi.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
So impersonate your favorite celebrity for 10 seconds. Impersonate Bovi for 10 seconds. Let's see if you can do Bovi.
Okay.
That's the camera. Do Bovi.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you guys doing? Are you guys feeling okay?
We're feeling okay.
Wow. I do show on a comp? Wow. Some people steal the price table ticket. I'm not going to mention your name, but Mr. Shelby, you are pricing my table ticket. Wow. Changed world. Changed culture. Sometimes back in America, Joe Biden said this. Joe Biden taking note at the presidents. The country is always older than them. Taking note, Donald Trump. USA is over 200 years. Donald Trump is in something years. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just saying this. Imagine, look at UK's Prime Minister. UK's Prime Minister, Stema, is just 60 something years and UK is old. Look at Russia. Russia is over 100 years plus. Look at, what is that their name? Putin. The reason why Nigeria is not going forward is because the president is older than the country.
The movie actually said that.
So now I just acted.
Yes. That's what Bobby says. You say,
wow. So now the like content is just something I just created.
That was really good. That was really good.
That is spontaneity.
That's really
just think
good.
Of something in the 9 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, so for the final question, this one is called Confidence What's Wrong?
Away. Cut camera.
start out explaining something you clearly know nothing about, but you need to do it with total confidence. So let's give you one to do. So
I should act out, right?
Yes, act out. I know you're civil engineering background, so I'll not give you anything related to that. But do you have anyone close to you that maybe like the doctor, or maybe you know some things about medicine or heart surgeries?
I know people. I have Moses as friend. I know two medical doctors.
Oh no, I'm not going to give you that one. Okay, so do you know anything about English literature?
Anyway, I wasn't listening. Genesis. Cuts.
No, we are doing this.
Oh, what?
So you need to act out being professor of literature. So let's talk to me about Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, you know, give us one scene from Shakespeare. Or tell us what Shakespeare is about.
Shakespeare will make me shake. I don't know anything. What is this?
You have to give up. You have to give up. Make something up.
Shakespeare.
Yes. Tell us about Shakespeare, William Shakespeare. Tell us about Shakespeare's life.
Okay.
With total confidence.
Okay. Now, in the year 1976.
That was like yesterday. Shakespeare was not even born then.
Yeah. Where was he born?
Shakespeare was born like donkey years ago.
Okay. 76. Okay. I never knew.
Continue.
I never knew. Namaste.
Continue. Okay. So 1976. Yeah.
In the year 1976. William Shakespeare was among the missionaries that attended Rwanda. At this point in time, he wrote a book. Now, part of his common words were Qui sera sera.
Wow.
He now said, and I interpret, whatever will be, will be.
It's okay. I'm done.
Man, that was hard.
But you did it confidently.
Man, I never know.
I remember. I think William Shakespeare, I don't know, it must have been like, I don't know, many, many years ago.
So like...
Yeah, even when I don't really know which years, but I just know his
place. I just hear the name, say William Shakespeare.
We'll do more research. Okay. Well, it's been fantastic having you on the show so far. Having you on the show today.
Thank you so much.
I hope it's okay to bring you back for season 2 at some point.
Yes. Anytime.
And we'll probably have live audiences by then. So I won't be laughing alone.
Okay. Okay, there's no problem.
All right, guys. So if you've enjoyed having Mr. Cowbell on the show, follow, subscribe, like, and share, and tell us what you think about his vibe. Before you go, can you hold the placards and tell us? We all know what his vibe is, but tell us what your social superpower is. What makes you tick? Which one would you choose? Show it to the people, sticker.
What makes me what?
Tick.
Tick.
Yes. Which one is your social superpower?
Man.
Extra. 100%.
100.
How about small?
101%.
No small intro.
Intro, except if I want to eat. But man, I sit outside too. Now collabo. Based on eating, I eat inside outside. But collab based on fully.
Yeah, me. extra.
Always the vibe now.
Yes, always the vibe. You know the vibe. Yeah, right? One last hype. Last one.
Okay.
Give us.
Okay, probably let me say a joke.
Yeah, tell us a joke. Yes, good.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Kaito, introduce me then.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. Cowbell.
Okay. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this life, you can never know it all. Back home, I studied civil engineering. I graduated very well. Because of the passion, I said, wow, I love civil engineering. Let me go further and study civil engineering in my master's. I searched online. I was offered admission into Birmingham City University. I studied civil engineering and I finished well. ladies and gentlemen, for my BSc Civil Engineering, for my Master's Civil Engineering, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to tell you that I'm not a support worker. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, take care. It's a one time, two time, two time. It's a one time, one time. You know the vibe.
Bye. Yeah, thank you for watching. Yeah, oh, bye. Wow.